Well, that was a fun weekend. I'm James Erpine. This is the Locked On Reds podcast. Great to be with you on this Monday. A lot to get to. We do this every single weekday, covering your Cincinnati Reds on Twitter at James Erpine, at Locked On Reds. Make sure you check out LockedOnReds.com for a lot of exclusive articles, every single podcast. You can subscribe to this, by the way, on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, and wherever you get your podcast. Just a quick programming note, we will not have a podcast on Wednesday. It's July 4th. It's Independence Day. Hopefully you are off. Hopefully you get to enjoy it with your family, but we'll be right here, right back at it Thursday and Friday of this week to cover and talk Reds baseball. That was a fun weekend. And I actually got to take in a Reds game from a suite on Friday, and obviously the Reds lost Friday. They lost the first two to Milwaukee and won the next two, split with the first place Brewers. And to me, the cool part about the suite was, I'd never been in one. the bartender, because there's a bartender, and it's really classy for me. Like, I try not to be classy, but I had never been in anything like that before. And the bartender's like, "So, you radio guys, do you get this all the time?" And I'm like, "Dude, never. Never, ever. This is the first time." And so it was a lot of fun. And what a way to take in a baseball game. The Reds lost that game, but then they rebounded. The games I didn't go to on Saturday, Sunday, they won both of those. And I want to discuss what's happened, because these Reds now, they've won 14 of 19. They're 33-30 since their franchise worst start to a season at 3-18. They're 33-33 under Jim Riggleman. They're 28-21 since they started the season 8-27. And it is crazy to think about. Yesterday, Jose Peraza hits a grand slam. They have 9 grand slams this season. 9. And it is crazy. That's crazy to me. And yesterday was a lot of fun, because right away they jumped on the Brewers, sent 9 to the plate in the first inning, got 3 runs, sent 9 to the plate in the 6th inning, added on to that, including that grand slam from Jose Peraza. They win 8-2. They split the 4-game series, and they had 20 runs on 25 hits the final 2 games in those 2 wins. A lot that I want to discuss. I want to discuss Matt Harvey. I also want to hear from Jim Riggleman. Here's Reds manager Jim Riggleman on the win, on the Reds' hot streak, because that's what it is, man. 14 of 19, that's hot. Matt Harvey and so much more. This is Jim Riggleman, the Reds' interim manager, with reporters after the game.
Well, we've just been getting better at bats, and it happens to be men on base. But a lot of guys, you know, throughout, you know, the guys hitting the grand slams a couple times, it's been the pitchers, of course, but our position players have really taken to the work that Don Long and Tony Jaramillo were putting in, and you know, we're seeing the dividends.
Peralta came into this game red hot, and granted it's a small sample, but he'd only given up runs in one game. To get to him early like that, how important was that?
Well, we were really both concerned to see him and really anxious to see him, because his numbers were so strong in the league so far. So you know, he showed us why. I mean, that was a pretty gutsy performance to go 40-plus pitches in the first inning and then come back there and regroup and threw some great pitches. But we really made him work in the first inning. We had some great at-bats, and, you know, he's a guy who I'm sure we're going to be seeing a lot through the rest of the year.
Matt Harvey was cruising, pitch efficient. How disappointing was it to see that rain come when he could have probably gone much deeper?
Very disappointing, because he was throwing the ball outstanding. He had everything working, and you know, that the last hit he gave up, he really couldn't feel the ball. You know, it was so slippery at that point. So the umpires made a good call, but Miller stuck it out there and got a hit, and that kind of ended his day. But Matt was outstanding, and I, you know, we all kind of feel like he's just gotten better and better every start.
To be able to come back and take the last two from a very good Brewers team, that's got to make you feel good, especially the way you guys hit.
Yeah, they got a good ball club, and you know, it's one of those things where we know we can play with these guys. You know, these teams who are first place in their respective divisions. But you know, we got to go through those guys. We got to win our share against them. And proud of our guys. The way they've been going about it.
That's Reds manager Jim Riggleman yesterday after the Reds 8-2 win over the Brewers, and it's crazy. I mean, it's crazy how well things are going right now. They had a pitcher hit 3 home runs last week in Michael Lorenzen. Michael Lorenzen now 4 of 6 with 3 bombs, 6 RBIs, including a grand slam this year. They've had 6 grand slams in the last 17 games. They lead the major leagues right now with 9 grand slams. That ties the club record for grand slams. 2002, they had the club record of 9. That ties it. Back in 2002, Jason LaRue had 2 of them. Todd Walker had 2. Adam Dunn, Jose Guillen, Austin Kearns, Kelly Stinnett, and Reggie Taylor all had grand slams. This year, Adam Duvall has 2 of them. Scooter Gennett, Eugenio Suarez, Joey Votto, Jesse Winker, Anthony DeSclafani, Michael Lorenzen, and Jose Peraza. That's crazy. And this, courtesy of stats.com, the 9 grand slams before the All-Star break matched the 2010 Yankees for most in Major League Baseball history. It was great. It was just a great, it's going about as well as could be, expected. And I described it today on ESPN 1530. I have a show every single day, noon to 1, on ESPN 1530. And it's interesting because to me, what it is, it's the day where everything is going right. Like, have you ever had a stretch at work like that? Or just a day? Usually it's a day for me because, come on, it's hard for everything to go right. But right now, everything's going right. They're getting RBIs from the pitcher, home runs from a relief pitcher, a guy who literally there was discussions, oh, should he play outfield? Should he start to play more? Should he pinch hit more regularly? And the answer to the latter is, yeah, he should probably get more pinch hits. Certainly a weapon, Michael Lorenzen. And so to me, this is very interesting. It is. And the most interesting thing, the biggest takeaway from yesterday wasn't the win. It was what the Dark Knight did, and we'll get to that next on the Locked On Reds podcast. I'm James Rapine. This is the Locked On Reds podcast, and Matt Harvey was great yesterday. Just dealt in 5 2/3 innings, 6 strikeouts, only 2 hits, and 68 total pitches. And if it wasn't for the damn rain, so it starts raining, and it's a rain delay for nearly an hour. So they don't put Matt Harvey back in, rightfully so. He was dealing yesterday, pitching very well. Here's Matt after the game.
It's the best I've felt in a long time. So it was, you know, one of those where you can kind of smell a CG going or at least, you know, getting deep into a game and pretty much in control the whole time. So it was disappointing, but, you know, I'm happy about the outing and another Reds win.
And the best part about this, to be honest, we're in July. Look, it's July 2nd. And he's going to have a couple more starts now. Every 50, I'll say 4 without looking at the schedule, probably 4 to 5 more starts in a Reds uniform. You need him to keep this up. Up his value. Because if I'm a contending team in need of a 4th or 5th starter to really solidify my rotation, I'm looking at a guy like Matt Harvey. I'm looking at a guy who could be had, who won't be that expensive. And let me find his stats here. Let's look at his last 4 games, right? On June 15th at Pittsburgh, pitched 5 innings, gave up 4 hits, 3 earned runs. On June 21st, I said June 15th, I hope. June 15th, that was. On June 21st, a 6-2 win. The first of 3 wins in a row for Matt Harvey. He pitched 6 innings, gave up 5 hits, 2 earned runs. At Atlanta, June 26th, pitched 6 2/3 innings, 6 hits, 1 earned run. Yesterday, 3rd win in a row, improves to 4-5 on the year, 5 2/3 innings, 2 hits, 0 earned runs, 6 strikeouts. His ERA in that time during those 5 starts has dropped from 5.97 to 4.91. It is crazy how much his ERA was nearly 7 when the Reds acquired him. And it's dropped down significantly. So I might have that wrong. I might have looked at that wrong, that last part. But the fact that he's hot like that right now, Think about that. Think about what we've seen from him the last four outings. That's 11, 17 and two-thirds, 22 and two-thirds, 23 and a third innings. He's given up 17 hits, 6 earned runs in his last four starts. That's a guy that contending teams are going to be willing to give up something for. And I've heard, well, the Reds should re-sign him. Don't trade him. Fine. If you really want Matt Harvey back this offseason, and I wouldn't, but if you did, they could always trade him and get him back this offseason because he's a free agent. I wouldn't do that. He's 29. He's dealt with significant injuries. He's had significant injuries. This is the first time he's flashed about in being good and been good through a short time period in quite some time. The Mets were done with him. Remember that we got him. The Reds got him, not we, but the Reds got him for Devin Mesoraco. You know, so they got him for Devin Mesoraco. That isn't something that is. It's not like Devin Mesoraco was getting much in return, had much value. So if you're the Reds, I think the most interesting thing here, when it comes to Matt Harvey, obviously you want him to get the wins. You also want him to continue to have success, because the more success he has, the more value he could potentially have before the trade deadline on July 31st. The Reds, they don't get a break. They take on the White Sox, the Chicago White Sox, in town tonight. White Sox 29-54. How great would it be to get three over the White Sox here? And I know it's hard to sweep a team. Luis Castillo on the mound tonight going up against James Shields. I would love it. James Shields comes in 3-9 on the year. He's thrown 107 innings, has a 4.29 earned run average. Luis Castillo comes in 5-8 on the season with a 5.85 earned run average. If they could somehow get it going, if they could somehow get back into, like, think about it. If they could win three here, now we're talking. And I know it's hard to do, and they could just as easily lose tonight, but I would love to see it, because it would be, if they do that and they were able to get three from the White Sox, which isn't crazy. It isn't. I mean, they're bad. They've won 29 games. Then you're talking about a team that at least is showing signs of getting back to 500, right? Like, and you're talking about, like, you're looking ahead to the All-Star break and the All-Star break coming up. And if they could surge into it, that would be great. It's hard to continue a surge for, you know, 6 weeks. And that's what it would need to be. But the White Sox come in for three here. Then they go at the Cubs July 6th, 7th, and 8th. And then they go at Cleveland, at St. Louis. So getting these against the White Sox are going to be good, or kind of crucial, because at Chicago, that's a playoff team. At Cleveland, certainly a playoff team. At St. Louis, they plan on being a playoff team. And then they return home for Pittsburgh, St. Louis, and Philadelphia. So these Reds, they got a shot. And it starts tonight. I hope they can do it. You can get three, and I know it's a lot to ask for three, but if you can get three here, really puts him in a good position. I've said that a lot, but it's because I'm getting your hopes up. The Reds, by the way, as a team, they're now hitting .257. They have 88 home runs as a team, 387 total runs scored this year. That's 61 more than the White Sox. They're hitting 14 points better than the White Sox at the plate. Even their ERA as a team is at 4.66, which is a tenth of a run better than the White Sox. I'm James Rapine. This is the Locked On Reds podcast. You can subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, and wherever you get your podcasts. Make sure you also check out LockedOnReds.com. And until tomorrow, I'm James Rapine. Have a great night. Hopefully the Reds win. This has been the Locked On Reds podcast.